Therapeutic bioelectricity highlights a critical nuance in the discourse surrounding EMFs on bioelectricity and its applications in healing and health. Michael Levin's focus on the intrinsic properties and potentials of bioelectricity for therapeutic purposes, while innovative and promising, may not fully account for the broader environmental context in which individuals live. This context includes the pervasive exposure to environmental electromagnetic fields, EMFs, that could potentially counteract or interfere with the therapeutic benefits of bioelectric treatments. The impact of environmental EMFs on therapeutic bioelectricity. When considering the therapeutic applications of bioelectricity, such as bioelectric medicine or regenerative therapies, it's essential to account for the environmental EMFs as a variable that could influence outcomes. The effectiveness of bioelectric treatments could vary significantly depending on an individual's exposure to environmental EMFs, which might interfere with bioelectric treatments. If environmental EMFs disrupt the bioelectric signals used in therapeutic applications, they could reduce the efficacy of these treatments, making them less effective for some individuals depending on their exposure levels. Exacerbate health conditions. In cases where environmental EMFs have a detrimental impact on health, they could potentially exacerbate the conditions that bioelectric treatments aim to alleviate, thereby complicating treatment outcomes. Integrating environmental considerations into bioelectric research and applications. To address these challenges and ensure the broadest possible benefit from bioelectric therapies, it's important to integrate an understanding of environmental EMFs into the research, development, and application of bioelectric treatments. This could involve environmental EMF assessment, evaluating individuals' exposure to environmental EMFs as part of the diagnostic and treatment planning process to tailor bioelectric therapies more effectively. Shielding and mitigation strategies. Developing strategies to shield individuals from harmful EMF exposure during treatment or advising on environmental modifications to reduce exposure in daily life. Holistic research approaches. Encouraging research that not only explores the potentials of bioelectricity in isolation, but also considers the interplay between bioelectric treatments and environmental EMF exposure. The need for comprehensive approaches. The potential subjective variability in the efficacy of bioelectric treatments due to environmental EMF exposure underscores the need for a comprehensive approach to health and healing. This approach should consider not only the promising applications of bioelectricity, but also the environmental factors that could influence health outcomes. By doing so, it's possible to maximize the benefits of bioelectric therapies while mitigating the risks and challenges posed by environmental EMFs, aiming for a holistic improvement in health and well-being that is resilient to the complexities of modern environmental exposures. Studying environmental electromagnetic fields, EMFs, and bioelectric science together is crucial for several compelling reasons, and neglecting the interrelationship between these two domains can pose risks and overlook important insights into human health and the broader ecological context. Here's why integrating these fields of study is essential. 1. Interconnectedness of biological systems and environmental EMFs. Biological systems are inherently bioelectric. They rely on electrical signals for communication, coordination, and function. From the cellular level, such as ion transport across membranes, to the systemic level, such as nerve impulses, bioelectricity is a fundamental aspect of life. Environmental EMFs, both natural and man-made, interact with these bioelectric processes. Ignoring the potential effects of environmental EMFs on biological systems can lead to an incomplete understanding of how these systems function within their environmental context. 2. Health implications. There's growing concern over the potential health effects of exposure to man-made EMFs, such as those from cell phones, power lines, and wireless technology. These concerns include, but are not limited to, cancer, neurological disorders, and other health conditions that have been the subject of scientific investigation. Studying bioelectric science without considering environmental EMFs could lead to overlooking potential causative or contributory factors in these health issues. Conversely, examining environmental EMFs without a deep understanding of bioelectric processes may result in misinterpreting the significance of these fields on biological health. 3. Therapeutic applications and safety. Bioelectricity holds significant potential for therapeutic applications, including wound healing, nerve regeneration, and treatment of various diseases. However, the effectiveness and safety of these treatments could be compromised by unaccounted environmental EMF exposure. Without considering the ambient EMF environment, treatments based on bioelectric principles might not achieve their intended effects or could even have unintended negative consequences. 4. Environmental health and ecological balance. The impact of environmental EMFs extends beyond human health to affect wildlife and ecosystems. Studies have shown that EMFs can influence the behavior, reproduction, and navigation abilities of certain species, suggesting that EMFs can have ecological consequences. By studying environmental EMFs and bioelectric science together, researchers can gain a fuller picture of how these fields affect not only human health, but also the health of our planet. 5. Comprehensive understanding for policy and regulation. Integrating environmental EMF studies with bioelectric science is essential for informing policy and regulation. Understanding the interactions between bioelectric processes and environmental EMFs can provide the basis for guidelines that protect public health, such as exposure limits, and inform the design of technologies that minimize harmful emissions. Without this integrated approach, regulations may be inadequate or misdirected, failing to address the true scope of potential risks. The risks of segregated studies. Studying these fields in isolation from each other carries the risk of misunderstanding biological mechanisms. Without considering EMFs, we might misinterpret biological processes or miss key factors that influence health and disease. Ineffective therapies. Therapeutic applications based on bioelectric principles could be less effective or even harmful if they don't account for environmental EMF exposure. Public health and safety. Policies and guidelines that don't incorporate a comprehensive understanding of bioelectric science and environmental EMFs might not adequately protect public health or ecological integrity. In summary, the interplay between bioelectric phenomena and environmental EMFs is a critical area of study for advancing our understanding of biology, health, and the environment. An integrated approach ensures that we can develop effective therapies, create informed policies, and foster a sustainable interaction with our technological and natural environments. Ignoring the connections between these fields could lead to missed opportunities for discovery and innovation, potentially compromising human and environmental health.